April 15 is a special day, especially for those of us who toil professionally in the tax vineyards. After 40 years, I never fail to be amazed and amused by all of the odd provisions that have wormed themselves into our federal tax law. Did you know that if you work for a communist front organization, you are exempt from having Social Security tax withheld from your wages? Yep, it's right there in Section 3121 in the definition of wages subject to withholding. Listed among the exclusions is service in the employ of any organization registered with the Subversive Activities Control Board as a communist action, communist front, or communist infiltrated organization. Most of us get socked with heavy Social Security tax withholding. Why are communists exempt? Well, during the height of the Cold War, Congress was outraged by reports of a jailed communist collecting Social Security. So in 1956, Congress, assuming most employees would get far more out of the Social Security system in benefits than they would ever pay in, exempted communists from the FICA system. So, no withholding and no benefits. But the exemption is in limbo. The people subject to the exemption were identified by required registration. Well, mandatory registration with the Subversive Activities Control Board was repealed in 1968, and the board itself was abolished in 1972. Fans of Big Ten football have a place in the Internal Revenue Code, too. Here's what happened. If I write a check to a charity, I am entitled to a charitable deduction minus the value of any benefits received back from the charity. For instance, I spend $200 for a fundraising dinner, but I can only deduct $125 because the food and wine are valued at $75. If I contribute to a Big Ten football school, and in return receive football tickets, obviously the value of those tickets is not deductible. But what if my large contribution just puts me on the coveted list of loyal donors entitled to buy tickets? The IRS had ruled that none of the contribution was deductible. So football fans in Congress enacted Internal Revenue Code Section 170L, which provides that if I make a contribution to an institution of higher education that would be deductible, but for the fact that the donor receives the right to purchase tickets at an athletic event at the institution, then 80% of the contribution is deductible. We could go on discussing the special charitable provisions for Alaskan whaling captains and gifts of taxidermy property, but let's go looking for sex. You can find it in the Internal Revenue Code, too. If I exchange property held for investment with, quote, like-kind, end quote, property, the exchange is non-taxable. But what if I exchange a cow for a bull? Is that like-kind property? Nope. Congress passed Section 1031E. Livestock of different sexes are not property of a like-kind. Another loophole closed. So rejoice in a tax law that perfectly reflects the diverse, disorderly world we live in. And on this April 15, be grateful for a tax system that, for all its complexity, should be the envy of the rest of the world in its lack of corruption and high degree of voluntary compliance. We can all be proud to pay our taxes, although, as Will Rogers said, we would be just as proud for half the amount. I'm Lawrence Katzenstein.